is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Solar is coming slowly to low-income families, even in California. According to Grid Alternatives data, low-income households, or those earning annual incomes less than 80% of area median income, account for less than 1% of Los Angeles County's residential solar capacity. In India, the participation of women in the economy has declined from 35% in 2005 to 26% now. No other country in the world has experienced such decline. There are 5.4 million Alzheimer's patients in the U.S. Only 26 states allow citizen-driven ballot initiatives. In Karachi, Pakistan, voters are in rebellion over the issue of missing persons, estimated at 4,000 people, along with minority rights and the interference of the military. President Trump has now threatened the security clearances of former top national security officials in order to attempt to stifle dissent over his performance in Russia. In Missouri, Michigan, Colorado, Utah, and Ohio, there are ballot propositions coming before the voters this fall to stop politicians' efforts to gerrymander districts and then turn the process instead over to neutral parties. American Academy of Pediatricians has issued guidelines urging families to cut down on processed meat, limit the use of plastic containers, and consume more fruit and vegetables. 40% of Americans report unfavorable views of welfare. In polls, those in each of three middle-income groups with household incomes from $35,000 to $99,000 were significantly more likely to feel unfavorably towards welfare. With stiff sentences to 21 conspirators in the U.S. and a round of indictments in India, the Justice Department says it has broken up what appeared to be the nation's first large-scale multinational telephone fraud operation based on faking IRS calls. Federal judge ordered the Trump administration to provide a list of parents who were deported, who were released into the U.S., and who waived reunification with their child after being split from them. President's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, released a recording in which Trump appears to have knowledge about payments to a former Playboy model who said she had an affair with him. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.